Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
No. What's that?
Hey, it's Raymond from Britain. You're listening to Bristol Beats Club.
No, because I haven't been here very long. Beach or Beats?
Hey, this is Ben from Sonic Solar, and you're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Bristol Beats Club? Can't say I've never.
No, never.
This is Connor from Half Moon Run. You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
Yes.
Hello, Bristol Beats Clubbers. This is the second episode in the second series of the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast.
It's almost like we're established now. This is the eighth one of these that we've put out.
Exactly. There. Well, like The Simpsons.
Yeah, or what else went too long? Frasier?
Nothing's gone as long as The Simpsons.
Anyway, we're going to play some new music for you today, so thanks very much for joining us. We're going to play like indie, electro, indie-tronica, usually one of those. It can veer towards rock sometimes, and usually actually those songs
God's
do quite
music.
Well. Yeah, exactly.
God's music. Yeah, so the format of the show is me and Chris bring in from home a favourite song of ours, and we play the songs to you, the listeners, and you decide which one is the best.
Yeah, and in turn sort of boosting, outsarging one of our egos, I suppose.
Exactly.
Outsarging or massaging? Outsarging's the opposite, isn't it?
Outsarging
your ego, massaging mine. That's how it goes down. Stay tuned for the tracks.
It's the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast.
Okay, so let's get started with some new music. We have the usual conundrum when it comes to the new music podcast, because we need to decide who goes first.
Just in case anybody bails halfway through and only hears one track.
Precisely. And in order to make this decision, we have our trusty Lollapalooza Berlin Festival beer token.
We've got a few of these spare, although we only ever use this one. You can't even really tell what's on
there. We do. Although, I must have the other ones lying about.
I hope so. They have a great value to us.
That's an investment for my retirement.
They're gonna fund the future of the Bristol Beats Club. Okay, so what do you want then, Dame? You've got Lollapalooza, obviously. Lollapalooza Berlin, or Pfand. And it does say deposit underneath, or it did at one time say deposit underneath.
Yeah. Well, Pfand never fails. We know this.
You're going to go Pfand?
Yeah.
It's Lollapalooza. It's failed.
So the in fact phrase is Pfand never fails for Chris. Anyway.
Evidently.
So that means you're going first. So what have you got for us?
I've got a track by someone called Shura. I think it's Shura. S-H-U-R-A. Just Once. Which is... I'm an emotional man, as anyone that's listened to Series 1 will have learned, I suppose.
There's been some pretty deep, mournful tracks coming from your end.
And of course, the very fact that I've said that kind of preludes Shura's track, Just Once, being an emotionally driven track. But there is a bright side.
Go on.
So it's from Manchester, which means of all the artists we've played, you might actually get to see Shura.
A UK-based artist.
She's been billed as a singer-songwriter, and I suppose technically she is, but let me listen to the music. Singer-songwriter, to me, like Jack Johnson, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Some guy
Damien
with a guitar.
Rice.
Yeah. And it's not that at all. It's just a really nice kind of stripped-back track. I tell you what, just listen to it, see what you think. It's Shura, and it's Just Once.
This week, maybe it's
So there's a fade out. We should be more prepared for this than we are.
I think we did very well.
Dane, that was Shira with Just Once. Thoughts, please.
Well, it's kind of as exactly as you described. You know, very deep and emotive, and a bit, you know, made me feel a bit weepy. This is just your style of music. They should rename whatever this sort of music is after you, because you seem to have an acute sense for picking out these songs.
But I just know that this is the kind of stuff that the public want. I mean,
there's only one way to find out, Chris. If only there was some sort of vote at the end of the show in which the public could actually make their feelings known.
Now you're talking.
Look into the eyes, not around the eyes, but in the eyes, and you're under. Okay, now, did you know the Bristol Beats Club are giving away tickets to see Indie Boys and Dara Karma all throughout February? Yep, it's true. The band are fucking good, so go to bristolbeatsclub.com and sign up to the mailing list right now to win them. Got that? Good. 3, 2, 1, you're back in the room.
Okay, well, you've just heard Shura Just Once on the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast. That was Chris's entry for the week, and now it's time for my entry.
You just call my entry the winning entry for the week.
I don't know, I've got quite a good one. And actually, it's funny that you should mention that, you know, it's quite rare that we have, you know, a UK-based artist, you know, being global as we are. My artist is UK-based as well.
Two UK-based artists in the same week.
Exactly. Yours is from Manchester, mine is from Reading. The town of Reading.
Very close by Bristol.
Reading upon Thames.
There you go. And touring as well, apparently.
Touring right now. Yeah, a UK tour.
Perhaps so you should unveil... Let's unveil the artist first.
God, yeah, there's a lot of suspense here, isn't there? The artist is Sundara Karma.
Go on, what's one time?
Sundara Karma.
Sundara Karma. And the track?
The track is called Flame. And I think the best thing I can say about this band is that they're just incredibly cool. Very, very cool.
Cooler than, like, me, or...?
I mean, way cooler than you.
Really?
And even me. And I'm the coolest person in this room.
Skyline.
Well, there you have it. That was my track of the week, and it was called Flame by Sundara Karma.
I loved it. I really enjoyed it, actually. And yeah. I think you're in with a chance, so unlike other weeks.
That's the second week in a row you've really enjoyed my track.
Maybe I'll vote for this one.
Yeah, you should vote for this one.
Remind me of Alabama Shakes a little bit. A little bit more fast paced, perhaps a bit more going on. I mean, it was almost raucous, but very tight at the same time.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Very cool. That's the adjective that sprung to mind when I heard that.
Best way to sum it up is cool. Certainly cooler than you or I. The band, one more time.
The band. Oh, the name of the band.
Of course, yeah.
Sundara Karma.
Sundara Karma. Well, there you go, guys. You've got two tracks. Now all you've got to do is vote.
Don't forget to subscribe at bristolbeatsclub.com and follow us on Twitter at BrizzleBeats.
But before you subscribe, vote. Vote. Vote for whichever track that you like the best, so long as it was Shura just once.
Yeah. Or vote for your actual favourite song, which is, of course, Sundara Karma, Flame.
You don't really do much self-promotion, do you? Maybe perhaps why you lost the first series.
Yeah, I think my choice of music speaks for itself, Chris.
That's not what the voters of Series 1 thought.
Yeah.
I think the general public speaks for my choice of music.
Yeah, I don't want to brainwash the public to my way of thinking, Chris.
Anyway, guys, vote for whichever track that you like and then subscribe to the Bristol Beats Club mailing list.
Exactly. If you like the podcast, it's the best way to find out about future podcasts, including the next episode of the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast.
Exactly, which will happen in exactly a week's time. Stay tuned for that. We'll see you there.
We'll see you guys then.
I've been Chris Bilko.
And I've been Damien Ruck.
Ta-ra for now. Mate, we're going to get those fish and chips in or what?